Peter Marks, MD, PhD, hasn't changed the opinions that put him at odds with U.S. Health and Human Services, HHS, Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and led to his recent resignation from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA. Marks appeared April 13 on CBS News, Face the Nation with Margaret Brennan, in a wide-ranging interview covering vaccine safety, autism, the Texas measles cases, and Kennedy. When Marks resigned under pressure on March 28 from his role as director of the FDA department responsible for authorizing vaccines, he called out Kennedy in his resignation letter. "It has become clear that truth and transparency are not desired by the secretary, but rather he wishes subservient confirmation of his misinformation and lies," Marks wrote. While Marks avoided using such inflammatory language on I Face the Nation, the former FDA vaccines regulator did criticize Kennedy, suggesting he had hired a research executive with insufficient credentials, made personnel cuts that would hurt public health, and that the results of a landmark autism study announced by Kennedy had in effect already been predetermined. "What I think we can expect is the expected, that there will be an association determined between vaccines and autism, because it's already been determined," Marks said. During the interview, Marks made several misleading and/or factually inaccurate statements, which we outline here. Marks and Brennan falsely attributed children's deaths to measles. Brennan referred to the death of 8-year-old Daisy Hildebrand on April 3 as the death of a second unvaccinated child in Texas due to measles, implying the disease caused both deaths. Dr. Pierre Corey, who analyzed Daisy's medical records for CHD.TV, disputed Texas Health Authority's statement that she died from measles pulmonary failure. He said records indicate she died from acute respiratory distress, secondary to hospital-acquired pneumonia, which she likely developed during a previous hospital stay. Brian Hooker, PhD, Children's Health Defense, CHD, Chief Scientific Officer, also reviewed the records and spoke with both of Daisy's parents. He noted Daisy's illness and treatment history were complicated during the weeks before her death. Daisy's father, Peter Hildebrand, told CHD.TV this week that measles is absolutely not what caused his daughter's death. "That last doctor we had, he just kept going on and on about measles this and measles that. He was trying to blame everything on the measles. They were so focused on the measles that they didn't think about testing for anything else, and that is why my daughter is dead today." In March, a 6-year-old child in West Texas died after developing pneumonia while recovering from measles. The two deaths have fueled media coverage of a deadly measles outbreak in Texas and New Mexico, even though both deaths were attributable to other causes. Marks cited questionable measles death rate. Marks talked at length about vaccine safety and efficacy, especially the measles mumps rubella, MMR vaccine. "You want to get your child vaccinated against measles so that they don't have a 1-in-1,000 chance of dying from measles if they contract it," Marks said. That off-cited 1-in-1,000 statistic for measles deaths comes from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. A CDC webpage updated in May 2024 claims, 1-3 of every 1,000 children infected with measles will die from respiratory and neurologic complications. However, other research and media reports, and even the CDC itself, contradict that figure. On its website, the CDC reports that before the first measles vaccine was developed in 1963, it is estimated 3 to 4 million people in the United States were infected each year, resulting in 400 to 500 deaths. Depending on which figures one uses, that results in a death rate of somewhere between 1 in 6,000 and 1 in 10,000 cases. A 1994 study by the Institute of Medicine, now the National Academy of Medicine, that reviewed pre-vaccine era data in industrialized countries also found the death rate for measles to be just over 1 per 10,000 cases. Marks understated MMR vaccine risks. Marks said that unvaccinated children are at serious risk from measles, and he endorsed vaccine safety. He said, "There's no reason to put your child at that risk, because the vaccine does not cause death. It does not cause encephalitis and it does not cause autism. So a vaccine that is safe, yes, occasionally kids get fevers. If you don't keep the fevers down, about 15 in 100,000 will get a convulsion that happens once it goes away. So, very safe vaccine that is going to potentially protect your child and save its life." That statement ignores evidence of the risks associated with the measles vaccine. Between 2000 and 2024, 9 measles-related deaths were reported to the CDC. During the same period, 141 deaths following MMR or MMRV vaccination in the US were reported to the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS. That suggests the MMR vaccine can be deadlier than measles. The MMR vaccine is also associated with serious health risks. The package insert for Merck's MMRII states, MMR2 vaccine has not been evaluated for carcinogenic or mutagenic potential or impairment of fertility. Merck's mischaracterized status and credentials of experienced vaccine researcher. Brennan mentioned a recent report by the Washington Post that researcher David Geyer has been hired to lead Kennedy's autism study. Geyer's appointment has not been confirmed. Yet the media questioned his credentials. Marx repeated the Post's mischaracterization of Geyer's credentials. "He's to the best of my knowledge, he's not had any training after college in any of the sciences that we value here," Marx said. Geyer is an expert on thimerosal, a mercury-based preservative used as an adjuvant in vaccines, and on the connections between toxic exposures and autism and other neurodevelopmental disorders. The researcher is also the lead or second author of hundreds of peer-reviewed articles on vaccine safety. Mark's muddled research on environment versus genetics autism debate. As Brennan asked Mark's about Kennedy's autism study, she touched on the HHS secretary's belief that environmental factors, not genetics, have sparked the rise of the condition. Kennedy again voiced that opinion on Wednesday during a news conference, saying, "Genes do not cause epidemics." Is there scientific evidence ruling out genetics as a cause of ASD? Brennan asked Mark's, referring to autism spectrum disorder. "There's no scientific evidence ruling out genetics. In fact, there's data that have been published that say that genetics may contribute to autism. There are obviously data that suggest that perhaps environmental factors may, but one has to be incredibly careful about making associations between environmental factors and autism." The converse of Mark's statement is also true, there's no scientific evidence ruling out environmental factors. Kennedy said Wednesday that while some people may be genetically more susceptible to autism, it takes an environmental exposure to trigger the condition. "This epidemic denial has become a feature in the mainstream media, and it's based on an industry canard," Kennedy said. "Obviously, there are people who don't want us to look at environmental exposures." Brennan also pointed out to Marx that Kennedy appeared on Fox News Wednesday and dismissed 14 studies that have shown no link between autism and vaccines. A scientific review published January 10 on preprints.org found the CDC's "vaccines do not cause autism" stance is based on limited evidence that insufficiently supports that broad claim. Hooker, one of the co-authors of the review, told The Defender about the limited research on the topic. "The truth is that CDC has never studied the connection between vaccines and autism except for one vaccine, MMR, and one vaccine component, thimerosal," Hooker said. Kennedy's stance on the environment versus genetics debate has been clear, and he reiterated it Wednesday. He questioned why the National Institutes of Health spends 10 to 20 times more researching genetic causes instead of possible environmental triggers.